I want us to pay very close attention to the warning of Al-Hafid Ibn Rajab rahimahullah ta'ala, where he says, احذروا المعاصي في الأشهر الحرام. Be careful when it comes to committing sins in the sacred months. The sacred months being Rajab, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, and Muharram, the sacred months. Be careful from committing sins in these times, because verily it prohibits or it hinders, it deprives one of receiving the maghfirah of Allah, the forgiveness of Allah, fi mawasim ar-rahmah, in the times of mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is descending this much mercy upon us, and especially in the sanctified months. And what makes these months sanctified? Where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءَكُمْ وَأَمْوَالَكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضَكُمْ حَرَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. That the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, your blood, your money, your honor are sacred to one another, more sacred to one another, meaning they are forbidden to one another. In the same way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sanctified this month, this day, and this place, right? They are sanctified months. So be very careful from undertaking any type of venture or doing anything or saying anything that would violate the sanctified places and the sanctified honor and the sanctified things of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because that could deprive you of all of the rahmah, all of the mercy that comes in these times. And so just like when we talk about Ramadan, where when Allah gives you a great opportunity, think about the person that is in Hajj, right? A person fighting in ihram, okay, in the area of tawaf, right? We know, you know, just imagine a person, subhanAllah, doing something that might be, you know, acceptable social practice, but they're in Hajj, okay? They're sitting in Arafah, or they're in Mina, or they're doing tawaf around the Kaaba. And these things would bother anybody, right? Because we'd say, don't you know where you are? Because we see the physical dimensions of where they are, okay? We can see the ihram, we can see the Kaaba, we can see Arafah. And so when someone starts being foul, when people start arguing and fighting, then it automatically, you know, causes everyone else to pause and say, whoa, calm down. You know, don't you realize where you are? Because we see the physical dimensions. But the spiritual dimensions of this time period, right, are also overbearing to a point that, you know, we should be very careful and imagine ourselves constantly in this place to not do anything that would deprive us of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just as the good deeds are multiplied, the sins could also be multiplied if we don't pay attention, especially the sins that involve what Allah has sanctified of other people. So social media, you know, you can either stay on it or not stay on it, whatever it may be. And that could be your WhatsApp, that could be your chat groups, whatever it may be. Be very careful. Your conversations, the things that you are saying. And just like when we talk about Ramadan, that the number one way to ensure that you get the blessings of Ramadan is to not do the things that would cause your Ramadan to be invalidated. So when you think about your fasting, right, what's the first thing when you think about fasting? It's restraining yourself from food, drink, and from desire, or from intimacy specifically, right? And that's so that your fasting can just be valid. Then, of course, restraining yourself from backbiting and gossip and from doing sinful things, right? So the same way that we approach Ramadan, let's approach Dhul-Hijjah as well, okay? And these sacred months, which by the way, even now it's Dhul-Qa'dah, it is a sacred month, but the most sacred of the sacred months is coming, which is Dhul-Hijjah. So be very careful not to do anything to deprive yourself of the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before you start thinking about the best good deeds to do. So the best good thing that you could do in Dhul-Hijjah is to not sin, and particularly to not harm anyone else, because that's where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically warned us.